someone's supposed to get it.
So it is March 4th, 2020, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Before we stand, I'd just like to note that a past committeeman, Frank Morrison, passed away this past week. He served two terms on this committee, 2008 to 2019. I'm sorry, 2008 to 2013. We will observe a moment of silence after the flag salute. Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Unless anyone would like to share anything on Frank, we will go on to the presentation of minutes. They should be with everyone. Both the regular and executive session minutes of the February 19th, 2020 meeting. Does anyone have any comments? A motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of both the regular and executive session of February 19th, 2020.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we will go to public comment limited to agenda items only.
I'll make a motion to open a public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment on items on the agenda, seeing none. Is there a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So then the next item of business is the introduction of Ordinance 2020-03, an ordinance regarding temporary weight restrictions on our roads. I turn this over to Deputy Mayor Mark Lawl.
Okay, with the, you know, with the bridge closing on 513 in the upcoming months here, this is to help the residents and our police officers enforce the truck route that the county has laid out for, obviously, the trucks going around that bridge to 15 tons. Since Hoffman's Crossing is that bridge is rated at 15 tons, it all makes sense to keep it consistent. The county had said back 3 years ago when this first came out that they would, you know, provide the signs and everything like that if we had an ordinance in place that they could justify putting the signs up. So if we pass, you know, if this gets passed, then we can reach out to them to get it, get them, add that to the signs that they're putting up there. I just know, you know, I lived on River Road the last time when the bridge on by Tony's was done, and it was not fun. So anything we can do to help alleviate some of this is I think the best we can, you know, the best we can try to do. So anything else?
Where will the truck route be?
It's the county has established it. Okay. So the way they if you saw the stuff that Bev had sent you, this was a couple weeks ago, the Hill Road section is supposed to be the southbound 513 path, and
car
then
route.
Car route, and then the Hoffman's Crossing River Road is supposed to be the northbound car route, but they're supposed to, trucks are supposed to go, you know, out through Oldwick, you know, through Califon, up the hill, out through Oldwick, out to 78 or 22, and then back in 31 to the other side if they need to get in. Going around, you know, going that either one of those routes, so because you know the roads.
Bridge, they'd get routed up to here. And
coming out of High Bridge, cars would get routed up to Hoffman's, but trucks would be going out to 78 or 22, yeah, out to Oldwick, and then down through Oldwick.
I just wonder where they're going to start the signage on this one.
Yeah.
Mm.
This doesn't go to that level of detail. So when we pass this, then we'll talk to the county about,
right, once
getting
we have something
on their routes or,
yeah,
their detour routes.
We see it.
Yeah, exactly. So,
anything the attorney would like to add?
No, I worked with Mark on this. Thanks, Mark. And
This will allow us to actually enforce it, so that, if there is violations, that the police have the ability and can write a citation. Otherwise, it's kind of toothless. So.
Okay. Any other discussion? So the motion tonight would be to introduce this ordinance. Public hearing scheduled to be held on March 18th, 2020.
I'll make the motion to introduce ordinance 2020-03. An ordinance regarding temporary weight restrictions with public hearing to be held on March 18th, 2020.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. We have no resolutions on the agenda tonight, so we go straight to old business. Okay, old business. The first item is titled Municipal Door Replacement Change of Contractor. Those of you who have been paying attention know that over a year ago we ordered new doors for the double doors at the meeting room, and then as well as for the reception vestibule. There have been a number of delays from the supplier of the actual door. And the township is ordering the door separately and the and then contracting for the installation separately. The doors are, as of checking this week, scheduled to be delivered in March. In the meantime, as we lapsed a year, the general contractor who first quoted the installation, for his own reasons, would like to transfer the contract to the subcontractor so that he's not the name on the contract. It's the subcontractor. Same terms and conditions. So the action tonight would be first to rescind approval of the contractor with Distinctive Builders, if that's the right term. And then after that, we would consider authorizing signature of the contract that's attached to you with Malone Construction LLC for the new contract to install the install the doors. And the qualified purchasing agent has reviewed this and said we can transfer that at the same terms and conditions. So any questions or discussions on that? Is there a motion to rescind the contract in place with Distinctive Builders for the installation of the doors?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And then is there a motion to enter the contract attached, same terms and conditions, in the amount of $12,350 for services to install doors at the meeting room as well as at the reception area?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Second old item of business is there any...
I don't have anything new at this moment. I'm still waiting for another number for food.
Nothing on the Township Appreciation Bill. Okay. Then we go to the administrators.
With regards to the policy and procedure manual update, I'm near finishing it, and I'll be sending a copy over to the Township Attorney to review it and hopefully have this adopted, hopefully by April and end of April. Since there hasn't been one since 2001, there was a lot of work that I had to do on it. A lot of new policies are been implemented since 2001. So, harassment training. I will start working on scheduling training for elected officials, and for staff members and for other departments. I can either use Matt Lyon's firm for the harassment training. Am I correct?
Sure, absolutely.
Or we have the I met with, and I'll get to that later. Or PMA or statewide. But the harassment training, we really need to schedule and get it done. That's very important for the township to get that done with.
Yeah, I want to know how to really properly harass Tom.
Yeah, it's like, well, then you'll learn how to do that. The CWA collective negotiations, either Monday or Wednesday, I'll be meeting with two representatives from CWA to discuss negotiations prior and. And now with the proposal that I'm going to be giving them, that the township committee told me to move forward, I had to make some changes on it. I spoke to Matt, and there were some things that were not in there that are in there now. I think they're excited to have negotiations and start the negotiations with me. So
that'll be next week.
Yeah. Okay. I'm putting my glasses on. I'm going to also start in April monthly staff meetings. For the first meeting of the month, I'll have it the Wednesday prior to the meeting and meet with staff and go over all the things that they've accomplished over that amount of time in a month. I do it that way because And say we start in April, you're going to get the monthly reports, whatever we would discuss, you'll get for the month of March and stuff like that. I created an overtime comp and time spreadsheet, and basically what this does is it's a spreadsheet for each department, and it goes by the payroll posting date. And what I do is I take the amount of dollars that have been allocated in the budget, when you guys approve the budget, of course, and then I give you a year-to-date each month on where each department's at in the overtime. Are they going to go over? You'll know by a certain time, or are they going to stay under? So we get to track the overtime for each department. Basically, DPW and the police department, those are the main ones with the overtime. So this is done. It gives you a chart as well. I created the chart in the bottom, but it also gives you each pay period. And then I might add a little bit more to it with regards to each department head and see where the overtime is actually coming from. Because overtime can be coming from a snow event and stuff like that. So we even though we got no snow this year, so that's a good thing, knock on for Micah, but I would. And then today, myself, the township clerk, the police chief, and DPW director, we met with PMA, statewide insurance, our risk control, and we went over a whole host of things that we're going to do, safety meetings, which we started already. Not just that. They can actually help us out with regards to the policy procedure manual, but that's pretty much passed. So, but then there's a lot of, you know, we talked about harassment training today and scheduling. They have, like, these, you know, videos you can go on, scheduling events and stuff like that, safety events and all that kind of stuff. So that, I thought the meeting went very well. It was more of an introductory meeting, you know, but it was, you know, we got to meet all the players. I mean, I think everybody was there that, Groendijk was there, PMA was there, statewide, you know, was there as well, and was actually a very good meeting. And then it segues into what we're doing, you know, with the policy procedure manual, with the safety and all the other controls that we have to get in, because the township, you know, once we get all those controls in, it'll run pretty smooth going forward. And that's all I have to report right now. But one more thing, there's other spreadsheets I'm going to try to create with regards to payroll, to see where we are during the year when it comes to each department's payroll. Like, okay, we allocated this much in payroll, but here's where we are. It's year to date, same thing, pretty much a year to date type of thing. So that spreadsheet will be next, and then there'll be other spreadsheets, and then, you know, I'll send them to you guys when I get them all. So, thank you.
Thank you. Any, I should have asked, any other old business anybody had? Otherwise, new business, you don't see any on the agenda, but one came up yesterday, which was a conference call with the governor's office regarding the coronavirus, COVID-19. The main summary of the call was that there are no active cases as of yesterday, 4 o'clock, no active cases in New Jersey. But it was really to start setting up the communication line as events may require local action. There'll be a communication line going through the county health department down to the municipal offices then. So just to let people know that there is a communication infrastructure being put in place. No action other than frequent washing of hands recommended.
Yeah, I think they gave us, I was on the call too, from home. They had a website and an email address and an 800 number. Maybe it might be worth putting on our website.
We talked about that.
Okay.
They'll be going up on the website.
Okay.
I think we all memorized it now. Okay. NJ.gov.
Backslash. Yeah.
No.
Okay, forget it. I tried.
That's a different.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, any other new business anyone would like to bring up?
Just a couple of things. I assisted the food pantry with their ice issue, and they had some ice recently. I attended Veterans Haven North for a event as liaison, also as a Rolling Thunder member, and served meals to the veterans up there. Chapter 3 Rolling Thunder every month goes up there, second Tuesday of the month, and has some kind of a function for them. And I have an email into Meals on Wheels to try to participate in that, possibly Beverly also, if it works out.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Thank you. If there's no other new business, then we're on to presentation of vouchers.
I have one to Griffith Allied Trucking for $2,093.65 for diesel for the DPW. I have one for Reed Systems for some Enviro Brine, which is the road agent, the pretreat, $2,674.79. And those are the only two that apply.
Any for you, Brian?
Nope.
I've got for Bear Reese Engineering Services related to the Department of Transportation grant that we have for work on Anthony and Slaker Road in the amount of $15,276.50. Finch Fuel Oil for the municipal building, $2,424.63. Karen Newman for the spring newsletter, as well as website maintenance for the first quarter and reimbursing of the township web hosting fees, a total of $1,143.88. And the New Jersey health benefit plan for the March premiums, $29,406.09.
I have none that apply.
I have one here for Bill Hodge Electrical, which was a bid and a contract to install new lighting and receptacles in the Township Museum. The bid and contract price came in at $4,345, and that's what this voucher is for. I also have one for Finch Fuel Oil. This is for Fire 1 and the Squad Building. It's $1,357.79. And the last one that I have is for the National Fire Association. And the amount of money here is $1,345.50.
So the total voucher list is $71,421.49.
I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Takes us on to correspondence. Two items there. One, the curator's so-called mini report for March 4th, and then she also provided some events that we want to list into the record. Would you like to do that, Tom?
The only thing I can change with her, or just inform everyone, is the movies that they're having on the 5th, 19th, and 26th. Doors will open at 6:30, and light refreshments will be served. On March 5th, the title of the movie is Iron-Jawed Angels. And on March 19th, A Not For Ourselves Alone, which is Part 1. And on March 26th, Not For Ourselves Alone, Part 2. So it's a continuation of their celebration of the suffrage movement, and this will finalize that on the 26th.
I think we also have something, there's another event just to get into the record that came in late. I don't know if you have that for Saturday, March 21st, from 1 to 3, the closing reception.
Right.
Of the suffrage exhibit.
Okay.
Any other correspondence? None that I have. This time, we would open to public comment. There's a motion.
Make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, any member of the public would like to make a comment? Seeing none.
Make a motion to close.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And I have nothing on my agenda for executive session. If no one else does, then we could entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.